This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday, April 22nd edition of TalkBack. TalkBack this morning is brought to you by our friends at Y West Storage with secure, flexible self-storage in Missoula. To reserve your unit today, give Y West a call at 510-0590. These are obviously all 406 numbers. Quality Seamless Gutters of Montana, expert gutter installation and repair. For a free quote, call Quality Seamless Gutters at 728-4002. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment, heavy-duty truck sales and parts and service. Call 541-9097 for Bruckner's. Busy Bees Cleaning Service, commercial cleaning you can trust. For a free estimate, call Busy Bees at 550-3219. And Gomer's Diesel Incorporated, diesel repair, parts and service in Missoula. Call Gomer's at 728-7620.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Middle of the week here. Good morning, everyone. Peter Christian here. That is Mr. Nick Christensen. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
Well, what's going on this morning out there, everybody? We have an hour of open phones joining us for today. And then a special guest coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, David Sanders, who's been on our show before. He's a candidate for the Public Service Commission, and he's going to be talking about that particular race, and of course taking your phone calls as well. But that is in the 9 o'clock hour. But right now the floor belongs to you. If there's something going on that you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Now, is it my eyes are not deceiving me, it was a beautiful clear blue sky yesterday, and today it looks like the weatherman might be right. We might be getting some nasty weather moving our way, and I'm wondering if the mountain passes are going to get some snow. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. So, have you heard what's going on with the weather, Mr. Nick?
No, I have not been tracking it. No,
okay, no. Well, let's see what's going on here. Okay, so you got a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, and then tonight rain and snow before 3 o'clock in the morning. And then rain and snow showers on Thursday. So I hope you had a chance to enjoy the beautiful weather. I was out there getting rid of all my dandelions in my yard yesterday, and knowing that it was going to be a little bit more inclement today. But tell us what's on your mind this morning. It is open phones at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Mike is waiting on the line. Mike, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. What's up?
Oh, good morning. I haven't called for a while, but this might help Harry out. He had the same question the other day I had.
Okay.
Which sometimes Trump says something one day and then it's different the next day. Or
okay.
He'll say something and the administration, someone will contradict it. Remember in the first administration, he was always using the word big league, but he was saying big league. So I've figured out how the MAGA people are interpreting him. When you get that red MAGA hat, there's a Dakota ring that comes with it. And that's how, like, Nancy knows. She said the other day, she said, well, that's what he said, but that's not what he meant. And she's got that ring, that Dakota ring. So she knows what he meant, even though it's different than what he said. So that'd be handy. But that's what Harry and I need. Because lately Trump's been talking about recovering the dust there in Iran. And I kind of figured he meant the nuclear material, but no one else refers to it as dust. That's what we get when we got to read
nuclear
reality stars. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt your rant. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is a rant. Yep. Yeah, I just think y'all be ranting if it was a Democrat in charge right now, messing up the world economy and all that. But one last thing. I think this war in Iran's a huge mistake. I remember seeing when it started on Saturday morning, and the 8-year-old intel and the first people killed were 150, 175, 7 to 10-year-old schoolgirls. Mm-hmm. And they chant "Death to America." Well, now they've got more resolve on that. But yeah, I think you can take out all their weapons and stuff.
All right.
But you know, hey, one last thing I want to say. Remember, 9/11, it was a big change. A lot of Americans killed.
Thank you. We're up against a hard break.
Don't be fooled to go. Right.
Dennis Bragg with the updated forecast. Still on track for that big weather transition here as we move into Wednesday. Rain, thunderstorms in the morning, steady showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder possible through the afternoon. Much cooler with highs to about 60 degrees. Periods of rain continue Wednesday night with lows in the mid-30s. Thursday will stay wet with rain most of the day. There is a chance for another thunderstorm here and there. And, of course, we will get a few inches of snow possible up at the higher elevations, past level and above, into Friday.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Hey, we are back on Talk Back, and just a real quick explanation. We have hard breaks because we're going statewide, so we have to be very, very careful and very precise in our breaks at 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 of each hour of Talk Back. So if I come on and rush a little bit, it means because we're coming up on a hard break. And I'm not trying to give you the bum's rush, but it's just the way our format is right now. And so we'll make it work. But Nancy is waiting on the phone. Nancy, good morning, and welcome to Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, morning, Gloria, and I'm so glad that I don't care what people like Dave or Harry say about me. You know, I'm not that insecure where I have to insult other people who call in. And they're just disgusting, so I'm just going to just overlook it. But what I want to say is this election in Virginia, the Democrat Socialists have done it again, and I'm going to tell you, I have a feeling that in about 10 years, we're going to be down to a one-party country. And it's going to be the Democrat Socialists that are just going to dissolve themselves.
Now,
I mean, right now we have...
Hold on a second. Now, why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because it's obvious what the Democrat Socialists are doing, like in Virginia. One county now is going to tell the rest of the state what to do. The rural residents of Virginia have no representation now. They have no say. And there are millions of Virginians that are extremely angry over what has happened. Fairfax County is going to rule the whole state. And, of course, that Democrat Socialist governor, she did this in order to help flip the House. And we know if we get this Hakeem Jeffries in there, what a mess he will make out of everything. And Iran, I guess because this adversary, this 1,400-year-old adversary, and it's just got their, you know, their heels just completely dug in. They're not going to change. And it's they're the ones that are causing all the chaos and confusion and change of mind. They want a ceasefire, then they strike other ships from other countries that are trying to get oil, and it's just terrible. I don't know what can be done, and I understand that I'm hearing that this new leader that took Khomeini's place is even three times as bad as he is. 47,000 people have been murdered in Iran now, many of them hung mercilessly, and men, women, and children, people of all ages. It's just mass slaughter, and it's just awful. All I can say is I'm going to stand by my president, and he is at least trying to do something about it. And I just hope that God is on our side and that he will help. And trying to resolve these issues in the Middle East once and for all. But Peter, I don't know. It's going to be so difficult. It's never been done before, and I'm not quite sure if it ever will be.
Well, we are commanded to pray for those in leadership above us. So that, you know, whether you agree or disagree with them politically, that is one of our responsibilities. So.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it doesn't help when you have kooks like Tucker Carlson whining on television and apologizing for our president. And I don't know what has happened to that guy, if he's had a mental meltdown or just what. He never used to be that way. Maybe he's getting so much money under the table from the globalist elites to try and change our country and the whole world. Maybe this is... What's influencing his way of thinking.
All right. Well, I haven't listened to Tucker for a long time, but thank you for the call. Hey. We appreciate it. Jeff is standing by. Jeff, good morning. You are on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Montana. Yeah, real quick, what Nancy was talking about in Virginia, they have a 6-5 Democrat Republican representation in Congress now, and they gerrymandered the state coming out from Fairfax County, which is basically Washington, D.C., and then have these long trails that go out into the rural hinterlands, some as far as 300 miles down, so that they're going to flip the 6-5 to be a 10-1 state. This is in a state that is roughly 50-50 Democrat Republic, so Republican. So it's going to be no representation for the Republicans because of the gerrymandering that Stamberger said she wasn't going to do. So, but I had a little bit of news today that came up that I found really interesting. You know what the Southern Poverty Law Center is?
Yes, I've heard of it.
It's an anti-racism organization out of Alabama that supposedly identifies racist organizations,
right,
and prosecutes them. You know, this includes Republican moms who go to school board meetings and protest their children being subjected to things they don't like. They're considered racist. But what happened was, a grand jury out of Alabama, where it's headed, headquartered, just returned an indictment of many, many things. But it turns out that the Southern Poverty Law Center is a racist organization. They remember the Charlottesville neo-Nazi riots in 2017, where Trump was accused of saying there's fine people on both sides when he never said that? They funded that neo-Nazi riot. The Southern Poverty Law Center funded that neo-Nazi riot. They were responsible for it, and then they used the results of it to condemn Trump.
I'm just reading the story here. It says Southern Poverty Law Center, the prominent civil rights organization, has been indicted on federal fraud charges related to past payments it made to confidential informants to infiltrate extremist groups, including the Ku Klux Klan. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, it turns out that they're the ones who funded the guy who started the Charlottesville riots.
Wow.
It wasn't that there was this nascent organization out there that said, and he just went into it and said, let's see what we're doing. He started it. And they've used a whole bunch of cutouts and dummy companies, so much so that a bank closed their account after they said, are these organizations real? And in a writing, which is really stupid, the Southern Poverty Law Center said, no, they're not real. You can go ahead and close them. So more to come on this, but this supposedly noble organization who only wanted to fight for people's rights has turned out to be a shell organization for the progressive left to cause all sorts of mayhem. So,
Jeff, thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We have Ed, Skip, and Dave all standing by. It's open phones until 9 o'clock this morning. 721-1290 is our number, or 1-800-568-5349. We'll be right back after this quick timeout.
In a world of... Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. Bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya. From sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We are back on Talkback. 721-1290 is our number. Let's get right back to open phones and say good morning to Ed. Ed, good morning, sir. What's on your mind, please?
Yeah, good morning. I noticed where Trump's approval rating has dropped even more, down to 32%, his approval rating. He's in Jimmy Carter country now, as far as approval is concerned. And it had something to do with Iran, too, didn't it? But in any event, the good news is that it can't get much lower. When you do these approval ratings, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, if someone's doing a really bad job, there's about 30% of the people who will ignore it. So he can't get much lower than 32%. So that's the good news.
Well, what could bring that up? What do you think? Or is he beyond hope in your view?
I think it's basically beyond hope as far as November is concerned.
All right. Well, yeah. This is his final term, so yeah.
Well, if he allows it.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'll bring that up.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the call. Thanks. We do have something called a constitution. But anyway, Skip is standing by. Skip, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good morning, Nick. And I just wanted to give everybody a heads up for something that's going to happen this afternoon down here in Ravalli County. At the fairground in Hamilton, it's going to be at 5:30, starting at 5:30. It's going to be a candidates forum for all of the state and local offices, like commissioner in the county and then in the state, certainly our senator, our senator openings and our representative openings, like 85, 86, 43. Those senatorial and representative numbers. And I just wanted to tell everybody that because Dennis Bragg got the weather right. It's certainly going to be a nasty day and going to be a good place to go if you want to learn about who we have electable for these offices and help a little bit with deciding the future of what's going to happen right here in Ravalli County.
So the good weather is not going to keep people away from those. The bad weather will help bring them into these meetings.
I hope so, because, I mean, what are you going to do at 5:30 in the afternoon? It's got a great place to go and take part in the future of what's going to happen right here.
Sounds good.
So, thank you, sir, for letting me tell everybody that.
It's our pleasure, and thank you for letting people know. Dave is up next. Dave, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. First about gerrymandering. Everyone has done it for many, many years, but Trump broke the rules when he... Normally, gerrymandering happens after a census count. He changed that all. He went in the middle of it, and that's changed the whole thing. As far as poor Virginia Republicans, well, you can say that about poor... Democrat North Carolinas, because it's virtually a mirror image of what they did on both states. As far as Trump himself, you know, I'm lies really bother me. And when he came out and said that the Pope had advocated that Iran has the bomb, would get the bomb. He supported that. And that is a total lie. And he shouldn't be saying that. He shouldn't be attacking the Pope anyway. And as far as telling lies about him, that's despicable.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. And that means Harry is standing by. Harry, good morning. What's on your mind, please?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, on the gerrymandering thing, yeah, California and Virginia, they did it differently than Texas, the other ones. They put a vote, put it up to the people. So you don't like it, well, that's how your constitutional democratic representative republics work. You put it up to people, they vote for it, and they voted it in. So the other ones, they just did it. Texas, they just, you know, didn't ask the people about it. They just did it. So, I mean, so you know, again, that's, like I say, you don't like it. That's how our country, our government works.
So if you want to be in a state that allows that, then you should move to California.
Yeah, or Texas. Well, you know, in California, the people voted it. They could have voted against it. They could have said, no, we don't want to do it that way. Gotcha. I guess, you know, like Dave said, Trump, he sort of started this whole business. They are just reacting to what the other, you know, Trump did, because Trump's worried about losing the midterms, or, you know, losing the House and Senate in the midterms. So he pushed to get these other states to gerrymander it, and then these Democratic states, they said, well, okay, well, we can play that game. But they actually, like I say, they went to the people and said, here, do you guys want to do this? And the people said, yes. And so that's the way it worked.
Well, let the people decide, right?
That's right. Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Now, in case you're wondering, real quick, I was just looking this up. Gerrymandering, I'm just reading this right off the overview here, is the strategic redrawing of electoral district boundaries to give one political party or group an unfair advantage, often resulting in oddly shaped districts. By using techniques like packing, that's concentrating opposition voters, and cracking, spreading them out, politicians, as explained on Fair Districts PA, manipulate election outcomes, decrease competition, and increase political polarization, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. So in case you were wondering what gerrymandering is all about, that is the official explanation. Yeah. Yeah, I guess the primary goal says to maximize seats for the party in power while minimizing the influence of the opposing party or specific democratic demographic groups. So there you go. Hopefully knowledge is power in this. And so whenever you hear the word gerrymandering, now you know exactly what people are talking about. So our number, by the way, phone lines are open. It's open phones for another half an hour. It's 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And again, joining us at 9 o'clock this morning, David Sanders, candidate for Public Service Commission District 5, will be joining us on KGBO right here on TalkBack. So stay with us.
You got clutter. Dennis Bragg with the updated forecast, still on track for that big weather transition here as we move into Wednesday. Rain, thunderstorms in the morning, steady showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder possible through the afternoon. Much cooler with highs to about 60 degrees. Periods of rain continue Wednesday night with lows in the mid-30s. Thursday will stay wet with rain most of the day. There is a chance for another thunderstorm here and there. And, of course, we will get a few inches of snow possible up at the higher elevations, past level and above, into Friday.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisfreetirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, we are back on TalkBack. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, producing TalkBack, taking your phone calls. And the latest one is from Kevin. Kevin, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, say, as far as the Pope goes, he's open for any kind of criticism when he barks off, when he starts running off the mouth. He's a head of state of the Vatican. He makes stupid statements. He's open for any kind of comments. Number two, you don't have to look too far for gerrymandering if you just look at Missoula County in the city of Missoula. You've got people past Lolo voting with people in the university area. We have our own gerrymandering here locally.
All right. Obviously you're not a big fan of that, obviously.
Of what?
Of gerrymandering.
Well, kind of depends on if it's ongoing my way or not. I just think that
I would rather
they do what they're supposed to do, and maybe give it a 1 or 5% difference in each one. And in the city of Missoula County, it's like it's a no win for anybody other than a Democrat. So we have our own gerrymandering here. I'd rather it be within 5 points, but certainly isn't the way it works. I mean. Yeah, no, I'm really not a fan of gerrymandering. I'm just a fan of fairness, if you can achieve it. But we're not going to be able to achieve that anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. I was just looking up, for those of you who don't know what gerrymandering is, I think I already said this, but I'll repeat it. So gerrymandering is the strategic redrawing of electoral district boundaries to give one political party or group an unfair advantage, often resulting in oddly shaped districts. By using techniques like packing, which is concentrating opposition voters, and cracking, spreading them out, politicians, as explained in Fair Districts PA, manipulates election outcomes, decrease competition, and increase political polarization, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. So, there you go. The phone lines are open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We would love to hear from you. It is open phones. And again, looking ahead to the 9 o'clock hour, David Sanders has been on our show before. He's a candidate for the Public Service Commission, District 5, which will be serving Western Montana. So we're looking forward to talking to David. But right now, looking forward to talking with you folks at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Phone lines are open. It is open phones all the way until 9 o'clock this morning. So whatever might be on your mind, we would love to hear from you. And again, phone lines are open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And, so we have, I'm sorry,
Sherry, go ahead, Nick. I have Sherry on.
Sherry, good morning, Sherry. What's on your mind, ma'am? Please go ahead.
Good morning. I don't know this verbatim, but I was just thinking of the State of the Union address when President Trump asked for those to stand up that would put the citizens of America first over the rights of the immigrants or illegal aliens.
Okay.
And the Republicans all stood up and the Democrats wouldn't stand up for that. And it's just like they're elected for the people, not for illegal aliens. And I just couldn't figure out why they wouldn't stand up.
I wonder how much of that was because it was a State of the Union, probably one of the most watched political programs in history. And if they didn't do that, simply for show, to show their united opposition to anything that Trump would ask for.
You have a really good point there, but I was just thinking about November and the people voting. And I would just hope that the Democrats that are voting would take that into consideration. That's just my comment.
Well, sounds good. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it, ma'am. It's always a pleasure. And we thank you for the call. We have other folks standing by. I believe Bill is standing by. Bill, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, good morning. I just want to make a general statement. This midterm election and the 28 election has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican, really.
Okay.
It has to do with democracy or socialism. That's what it's coming down to anymore.
Now, why do you say that, sir?
Why do I say that?
Yes, sir.
Well, if the Democrats get in, all they want is socialism. If Republicans get in, we're still in democracy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. So, time to get one more call in. We don't. Okay, we're almost up against a break here. 721-1290 is our number. Elena, if you'll wait for us, we'll be more than happy to get you on right after the quick commercial break here, coming up in about 30 seconds. And David Sanders, by the way, is actually going to be joining us here in the studio. Just saw him walk by the front door. He's a candidate for Public Service Commission District 5, serving all of Western Montana. So we're looking forward to that conversation. Right here in the studio with David, coming up at right after the top of the hour. So stay with us. We have more of Talk Back on the way here in just a moment. We'll get Elena's call right after this brief timeout. So hang on. We'll be right back.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back. This is TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number. It's open phones. And Elena has been waiting very patiently through the break. Elena, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. You're welcome. Just a few things I want to say. As far as the word democracy, I challenged someone years ago I said I'd give you a dollar every time you find the word democracy in the United States Constitution. He never answered back.
So the word democracy does not appear, is that correct?
Exactly. If you can find it, I'll pay you a dollar every time you see the word democracy. We have a republic, okay? And so I hate it when anybody uses, we have a democracy, protect a democracy. It's a republic. The next thing, gerrymandering. Isn't that a great name for a Facebook? Gerrymandering. That'd be interesting to know how many people
I always thought it was the shortstop of the Dodgers, but I, yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So. Okay. Years ago, when I first moved from Missoula to Granite County, we used to be part with Sealy Lake area. That was the last time there was a Republican senator or representative elected. The last time. This was years ago, the early 2000s. Then they gerrymandered and they made us part of Anaconda Deer Lodge. And you know that Anaconda is definitely total red or black or blue, red, black, and blue, Democrat. And so we really haven't had a Republican ever since. The last one, supposedly, quote unquote, Mr. Fitzpatrick, is definitely not a Republican. He calls himself a Republican. I think the answer really to this would be nonpartisan. This way people will get off their butts, listen to the candidates, and ask questions, and know really where they're coming from. Putting a brand after their name, too many people look at that and assume, ah, he's a Republican, I'm voting for him. Ah, he's a Democrat, I'm voting for him. So I really think nonpartisan elections would help. And that's all I've got to say.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 721-1290 is our number. Agree or disagree with Elena. Hey, all the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, we would love to hear from you at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And yeah. So by the way, coming up here in just a few minutes, David Sanders is going to be joining us. He's a candidate for the Public Service Commission in District 5, which of course serves all of Western Montana. So we're looking forward to David being with us here in the studio, in fact. So we have more folks calling in this morning. Let's get right to it. And it's Dave. Dave, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Yes, I'd like to retract what I said earlier about Pope. Yes, he is open. It's open season to criticize him. Just don't lie about what he says. I guess that's what I wanted to say. But you asked the question earlier about how Republicans can gain back some of their popularity. And your yesterday's caller gave me the impression that Republicans were out for purity, that you had to be say this, this, and this to be a Republican and run for office and vote for them. And the reality is, I'm an independent. I voted for Ronald Reagan first term and didn't vote for him the second term because he was spending money like a drunken sailor. So, I mean, if you want my vote, you have to appeal to the independents and not just be a purity party.
Please forgive my political ignorance, but I know that there's Republicans and Democrats, but is there such a thing as an independent party? I don't know if there is or not.
Well, no, there isn't. But we're more than half the votes, generally, and we decide elections. Us independents decide. There's 30% that are Republicans and 30% are Democrats, and us independents decide who gets elected. And if they're going to do a purity test on certain things for the Republicans, they're going to turn off a lot of independents, and they're not going to get back into office. So I'm just warning Republicans and Democrats, peel to the middle. Peel, we're not all,
Well, now you're bringing up an interesting conundrum here, in that you understand we do have a political party system, right? And,
right.
And if you want to be elected, you have to either be leaning towards one or towards the other. But when you try to drive down the middle, you may find yourself alienating both sides.
That is possible. It's a balancing act. You have to try to keep your base. Generally, what happens in elections is you run to the base when you're in primary season, but then during the general election, you try to broaden your support and appeal to independents. Because without us independents, it's up to us to decide who gets elected. And like I said, I didn't vote for Ronald Reagan the second term because he did tax cuts, but he didn't balance the budget. He spent more money than he ever brought in tax cuts. And so, I mean, that argument about tax cuts could balance the budget just doesn't work with me.
All right, let's try to get one more call in before we take a break. Tom, quickly, good morning. What's on your mind, sir? Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple questions for you and Nick. I don't know how many people you actually reach right now in the morning show, but how many people will you be reaching, on a daily basis, talk back in the morning and maybe then a quick follow-up if you got an answer for that?
I don't have an exact number, and we're still talking with affiliates, but we're hoping to add about 25 affiliates or so.
So, you don't have a number of people that will be listening.
No, there's no way to track that anymore.
KGVO, I thought maybe in the past you'd said that you had 25,000 in the morning. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we average about 25, like when they were tracking it, but now with online streams and everything else, and now that we're, like I said, adding a bunch of affiliates, obviously that number will go up, but I can't give you an exact number, so.
Okay. Well, years ago, I heard that, only like, let's say 1% of people actually call a talk show.
So, yeah.
And if you add a lot, I'm just curious at how many more we'll put in the system for people to call.
We expect to get a lot more callers. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
So,
thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. It's always appreciated. Tom, Bob Frank is going to be with us here in just a minute, and we're going to come right back after this quick timeout and wrap up this hour of Open Phones here on KGVO. Then David Sanders joining us in the studio, candidate for the Public Service Commission from District Number 5, will be our guest in the 9 o'clock hour.
Dennis Bragg with the updated forecast, still on track for that big weather transition here as we move into Wednesday. Rain, thunderstorms in the morning, steady showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder possible through the afternoon. Much cooler with highs to about 60 degrees. Periods of rain continue Wednesday night with lows in the mid-30s. Thursday will stay wet with rain most of the day. There is a chance for another thunderstorm here and there. And, of course, we will get a few inches of snow possible up at the higher elevations, past level and above, into Friday.
We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
We are back on TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number here in the final segment of Open Phones. And then we'll be talking with David Sanders at the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, Frank has been waiting through the break. So, Frank, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, please.
Thanks for taking my call, Pete. Whenever I hear people talk about nonpartisan elections, I want to jump out of my skin. The Supreme Court in Montana is a perfect example of what you get with nonpartisan elections. Everybody who runs for the Supreme Court is picked by a bunch of elitists, and it always ends up being super liberal. You can't ever find out any information on them because they don't want you to know what they stand for. Both parties have a platform, and whether they adhere to it to a large degree or a small degree, at least it gives you some idea of what their political stance is. I used to raise ducks and at least clean up after them, and I had a little kiddie pool. I'd fill that thing with clean water, and in 5 minutes, they'd have it muddy again. It's called Muddy in the Waters. That's what these people want to do. They don't want you to know what they stand for because then you won't. Then you'll figure out that they're not the person you want in there. So please, 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 wake up, people. Get away from that nonpartisan BS.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And let's move on to get Harry. Harry, good. Go ahead. You're on TalkBack.
Yeah, good
go
morning,
ahead,
again. Yeah, I disagree with him. I agree with Elaine. I think they should do away with parties altogether. I'm just, and you want to find out? Look on the internet. Especially, you know, judges are one thing, because judges, you really, it's hard to tell. But politicians,
judges are supposed to be nonpartisan. Right. That's the whole idea, right?
Also, yeah, and then they can't take his position on most stuff because they, you know, when you ask them something, well, we can't say that, you know, because it would, they, you know, for future reference, they can't, you know, well.
Well, just a real quick story. We had a gentleman on who was running for one of the court positions, right, one of the judgeship positions, and it was a totally frustrating hour because he couldn't comment on anything we were asking about because he might be facing that when he comes into his judgeship. So exactly. It's very difficult for someone in that position to try to take any partisan, you know, holdings.
Positions, yeah. But yeah, and let's see. Oh, I do disagree with Elaine on the people call it a republic, but it's not a republic. It's a constitutional, democratic, representative republic. So people get straight. You know, be precise if you want to complain about it. You know, be precise. And earlier this week, talk about Biden. What has he accomplished? Just off the top of my head, he did pass the chip bill, which was a bipartisan thing, which Trump actually took credit for some of the investments that the chip making companies did by building factories over here. So that's one thing he did. He did the infrastructure bill, which Trump had tried and could never get it passed. I mean, they had during his term, every week was an infrastructure week, and they never did get it done. But so Biden did that. So, I mean, that's just two of the main things that he did. Those are both bipartisan bills he lowered the mercury levels that they could put out, although Trump's changing that, I don't think we need any more mercury in our air and stuff. But, he can go down the list. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what you say, though. The people who don't like Biden or don't like Democrats, they're not going to recognize anything he does. And, again, like I said, I'm willing to recognize things that Trump does that's good, which is very few and far in between.
Well, can I ask you a question, Harry? And we got about two minutes here.
Yeah.
And do you think that we are, do we have any true, what you would call statesmen in our federal or state offices?
It's getting harder and harder. That's one thing about the gerrymandering. I don't like the gerrymandering. I think it's terrible. But that's part of it, is that by gerrymandering, they have these districts that are so one way or the other that, you know, it's always done, the chosen in the primaries is when they choose, you know, because it's going to either be a Democrat or Republican because they're so, you know, rigged. And then the primaries, of course, are like someone said earlier, is always by the extremes. Extremists usually, you know, that's where you got to get your base out. And so then you always have the extremists get voted in, and then there is no statesmanship. Then it's all, you know, fighting against each other, you know, putting each other down, saying, well, that other side is going to destroy Western civilization, or, they're socialists, communists, whatever.
And then there are the folks that just don't vote. I don't understand that at all. That, as you know, if you listen to our show for any length of time, you know how worked up I get about people that don't even bother to get off their behind. Even when it's a ballot at home, all you have to do is mark something, and there's not even a stamp, for crying out loud. So anyway,
they apparently don't care, I guess, but they like to complain about it, though.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Right, thanks.
I appreciate it, sir. All right. 721-1290 is our number. 1-800-568-5309. You guys always make our open phones great. We appreciate each and every one of you who call. And looking ahead to our next hour, he's actually seated here in the studio with us this morning, David Sanders. He's a candidate for the Public Service Commission, District Number 5, which, by the way, includes all of Western Montana. So that's going to be a very, very interesting conversation with David Sanders. And we hope that you will take part with us in the next hour here on TalkBack. So we will be coming back after the top of the hour break. Our telephone number is, by the way, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And we're looking forward to a great conversation with Mr. Sanders, because if you know anything about the Public Service Commission, they do a lot on how we live our everyday lives. And so we're looking forward to that conversation with David Sanders. Of course, you We'll make it that much more special with your phone calls to 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday, April 22nd edition of Talk Back. We will be coming back right after the top of the hour break, so please stay with us.
This is Talk Back, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Welcome back, everybody. It's hour number two of the Wednesday, April 22nd edition of Talk Back, brought to you this morning by Bruckner's Truck and Equipment, heavy-duty truck sales, parts, and service. Call Bruckner's at, these are all 406 numbers, obviously, 541-9097 for Bruckner's. Quality Seamless Gutters of Montana, expert gutter installation and repair. For a free quote, call Quality Seamless Gutters at 728-4002. Y-West Storage, secure flexible self-storage in Missoula. Call Y-West and reserve your unit today at 510-0590. Talk Back also sponsored by Busy Bee's Cleaning Service, commercial cleaning you can trust. Get a free estimate at 550-3219. And Gomer's Diesel Incorporated, diesel repair parts service in Missoula. Call 728-7620 today.
The views and opinions expressed on Talk Back are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Well, good morning once again, everyone. Peter Christian here, Mr. Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls and producing Talk Back. And joining us here in the studio this morning, we are honored, as always, to have David Sanders. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Peter. Thank you. It is nice to see you and Nick, as always.
It is always good to have you here in the studio, sir.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us, for those who may not know too much about David Sanders and weren't here for your previous visits, tell us about David.
Well, I'm a fourth-generation Montanan. I think that's an obligatory thing for every candidate for office to say, but happens to be true in my case. Fourth-generation Montanan who is living in Helena now. I am the chief of staff at the state auditor's office, working for State Auditor James Brown. I was the executive director of the Public Service Commission previously,
right,
in my job immediately prior to my service at the state auditor's office. And so I know, and that was when the Public Service Commission was working rather well. In fact, we were considered an exemplary agency in the Montana state government. I can safely say that is no longer the case, unfortunately. And so I am running to try to restore a sense of responsibility, dignity, accountability, accessibility, and affordability to the energy outlook in Montana and to the Public Service Commission.
Now, you're running for District 5, which, of course, contains Missoula. So tell us a little bit about, for those who have just, Public Service Commission, they've heard the name bandied about, but they don't really understand what exactly that organization does.
Right. The Public Service Commission actually regulates, depending upon how you count it, six or seven different industries that are very important to the Montana economy. Electrical power, natural gas provision to businesses and residences, natural gas pipelines and storage, and they regulate that not on an economic basis but on a safety basis, mm-hmm, in concert with the federal the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Agency, at part of USDOT. And then they also regulate telecommunications, landline telecommunications, not broadband, and also small water utilities, non-municipal water utilities,
and the list goes on.
Well,
and
most important, one of the other major important ones is we do safety regulations for the railroad industry, which is a key part of the Montana economy.
I have family that has spent their entire career on the railroads, and believe me, you hear tales, all sorts of things that go on. And thank heavens that there is an organization looking after all of these entities.
Yes, in fact, while I was the executive director of the PSC, we actually pushed forward for expanding our railroad inspection program to increase safety. There were way too many derailments going on, and while the PSC had the authority to regulate motive power and electrical MP&E, as they call it in the railroad business. We also got the authority to regulate and do safety regulation inspection on the track itself.
We're going to come right back. David Sanders, our guest here in the studio this morning. We have a caller waiting on the line. We'll get to them after this quick timeout. So the number 721-1290. We'd love to hear from you for David Sanders.
Cold and flu season.
Dennis Bragg with the updated forecast. Still on track for that big weather transition here as we move into Wednesday. Rain, thunderstorms in the morning, steady showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder possible through the afternoon. Much cooler with highs to about 60 degrees. Periods of rain continue Wednesday night with lows in the mid-30s. Thursday will stay wet with rain most of the day. There is a chance for another thunderstorm here and there. And, of course, we will get a few inches of snow possible up at the higher elevations past level and above into Friday.
We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
We are back. This is TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number. Our guest here in the studio, David Sanders, candidate for Public Service Commission District 5, which includes Missoula, all of Western Montana. And let's get Skip on the line. Skip, good morning. What's your question for David Sanders?
Good morning, Peter, and good morning, David. I heard your intro, and you covered the bases exactly correctly. And the condition of the PSC since James Brown and you left there and went over to the commissioner's office, it's just deplorable what's happened in the last, I'm going to say, 18 months. It's just horrible. It's like children doing for territory in a sandbox, rather than taking care of their job description and mission statement for the people of Montana. And so, I'm personally just delighted that you're going to run as a commissioner, and in Region 5, which is quite an interesting area all the way up to the Canadian border. But I wanted to tell everybody, you and I have had some conversations about the direction to take the PSC and the things to get serious about in the future because of our power situation and what we have for a problem with maybe not enough generation for our future needs and for what they want. What they want to do, but maybe we better be looking at how to take care of future things. And we talked about three words in particular that you could concentrate on in all three different areas. And one of them was be accessible to the people, as in communication, and then to be accountable for their actions. Right now, they're pretty stealth. And then also to concentrate on making sure the things are affordable. Those three words are pretty important. If you could just touch on some cliff notes about those things that we've discussed, I appreciate it. Just thanks for stepping up to the plate. The people of Montana need to realize how important it is to get that agency straightened out. Thank you, David.
All right. Thanks for the call. And all three start with an A, very alliterative. So go ahead, please.
Right. Well, thank you, Skip. Yes, that's sort of what I'm running on, and it's on my campaign website at www.sandersformontana.com. I do talk about this a lot. First of all, and sort of an overarching theme to those three A's, is an eye towards the future. Montana can't just build a regulatory regime to handle these fast-moving industries, which exists, coated in amber. We have to be able to be agile as well. And so as we look forward, we've got to have a vision of what kind of a power grid Montana needs, what kind of a railroad system Montana needs, what's going to propel our economy forward. And not just keep us stuck in the past. And so that's one of the things I've been looking at. I think three hallmarks of that are those three A's: affordability, and because energy costs have increased since my opponent took office. She's voted more than 20 times.
That's Ms. Bukacek, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
She's voted more than 20 times to increase utility rates for Montanans.
Wow.
And electric utility rates, as an example, have increased by 39% in the last 3 years.
I've noticed.
That's more than three times the rate of inflation. And we can't have that and expect people to continue to be able to live in our state. So we're driving people out with the high costs of housing, of energy, of so many things, taxes. It's a tragedy for people who've been living in this state for generations, families that have been living here and building lives and building this state into the great place that it is today, and they can't afford to live here anymore. Accessibility. I think, you know, energy has to be accessible, but it and all of our key industries have to be accessible to our economy. But also the commission has to be accessible to the people. I was at a commission meeting the other day and I couldn't believe my eyes. Five people from Missoula had driven to Helena to present public comment, as any Montanan is guaranteed the right to do under Article 2 of our Constitution. And these five people went to Missoula, and there was a 30-minute debate among the commissioners as to whether or not they would be allowed to present public comment. It was mind-numbing to me, and I'm looking at my opponent, who was sitting there next to the chair, and she didn't say a word in defense of these people who'd driven 2 hours each way. You know, I just did the drive myself this morning. And they just wanted to speak for 3-5 minutes and give their opinions on what the Public Service Commission was doing. And there was a 30-minute debate as to whether or not their constitutional rights would be guaranteed. It was ridiculous. And then the third is accountability. And I think the Public Service Commissioners have to be accountable to the people, and they have to be accountable to the people, not just on election day or on primary day, which is coming up on June 2nd, but they have to be accountable every day. And that means not working one day a week, as my opponent does on Public Service Commission business, but actually and not having an outside job that she works the other days of the week. This isn't a side hustle. This is a job that is responsible to the people of Montana, and they are owed your full-time attention.
And that's something that you pledged to do?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
All right. And so when the time comes when you are, let's say you're fortunate enough that people bless you with that position, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do after we're sworn in is we have to choose leadership for the commission. I think that's an important thing in terms of how we're going to be focused. So can the new members and can the current members all agree to leadership that will work together? Can they agree to a president and a vice president and have roles for all of the commissioners so that they can work together rather than just beating the hell out of each other on television in the newspaper? It is preposterous what's been going on these last 15 months.
All right. Well, our guest here in the studio is David Sanders. He's a candidate for the Public Service Commission District 5, which, of course, includes us right here in Montana. And so if you have a question about maybe your phone bill, your power bill, whatever, give us a call at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. This is a gentleman that is going to be part of the Public Service Commission who will look at those issues. So, and we have Kathy waiting on the phone. We're going to get to her when we come back from the commercial break. Our number 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Please stay with us.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Health officials on high alert as Montana grapples with a series of measles outbreaks that have spread across multiple counties this spring. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services reports in Lewis and Clark County, 5 new cases were recently confirmed following a public exposure at St. Peter's Health. This follows early reports from Blaine County and the Fort Belknap Indian community, marking a higher return of the highly contagious virus to some parts of the Treasure State. Public health departments in Gallatin and Lewis and Clark counties are currently maintaining active surveillance and exposure site lists. Officials are urging residents to verify their vaccination status, as measles is one of the most easily transmitted respiratory diseases. Meanwhile, the state's influenza season is finally showing signs of winding down. While respiratory illness activity remains moderate to high, state labs report that the influenza AH3N2 strain, the one we're seeing this year, continues to be the dominant variant. Health experts say while flu numbers are tapering off, the dual threat of late season flu and new measles cases means the public should stay vigilant. For a full list of exposure sites, visit the DPHHS website. In Montana, this is the season for the birds, the bees, and the bears. And Montana FWP says the big Bruins are out, with sightings already coming in for the Rocky Mountain front, as Nick Northern reports.
A recent grizzly sighting in Montana is going viral, and it involves more than just a single bear. The encounter was caught on video and posted to Facebook. Wildlife officials say sightings like this will become more common as we continue to expand in Montana into grizzly habitats. For the moment, though, the video is a wonderful insight to the world that we're not always able to see. So see the video for yourself now on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Welcome back to Talk Back for this Wednesday, April 22nd. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Our special guest in studio, David Sanders, candidate for Public Service Commission District 5. And Kathy has been waiting very patiently. So, Kathy, good morning. You're on with David. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, David. Nice to talk to you this morning. With the gerrymandering that's going on, and it seems to be quite in the forefront in the news lately, could you kind of explain how the gerrymandering affects District 4 and District 5, because it's my understanding that not all of Missoula is in District 5, and yet it sounds like that it's being promoted as District 5 covering all of Missoula, when in fact it's probably really only Missoula city limits. The other thing that I'd like to have you clarify for everyone is if you are a salary employee now of the state, how do you divide that out so that when you take time like today and do campaigning, how do you section that out of your salary so that it's not being paid while you're campaigning? And I do appreciate you running, and wish you best of luck, and thank you again for explaining all this.
Wow, lots of stuff there.
Yeah, thank you very much for that question, Kathy. Yes, as a matter of fact, like today, I took a vacation day. And so I have a vacation day. I have to mark that as it is personal leave. And I am out of the office today just to campaign.
I appreciate that, David, because I do think that sometimes that doesn't get clarified. So I'm really appreciative that you make that clear to the public. So thank you on that one.
I make that. I'm very scrupulous about that, because I think the people, if you have a public office, as I do now as chief of staff at the state auditor's office, the people, I owe the people my time. And so I have to keep very careful track of that. And if I'm doing something on personal business, I can't be, in essence, charging the people of Montana for that. Just as I think if I'm a public service commissioner, when I get elected to the public service commissioner, I'm going to be a full-time public service commissioner. These are six-figure jobs. You know, public service commissioners are paid at a minimum, I believe, about $128,000 a year. And I think for that kind of money, the people of Montana deserve my full time. They deserve the full time of every commissioner. And right now, I'll be honest with you, they are not getting it. My opponent comes to Helena 1 or 2 days a week for a meeting, and that's it. And the rest of the time, she's a medical doctor. And with regard to the question of the size of the district and how much of Missoula it covers, yes, we've got the way the districts were drawn, the dividing line between particularly districts 4 and 5 got changed in 2023 after a lawsuit. And so the legislature drew those districts, and the legislature drew them in a way, honestly, I'll be honest, as a Republican, they drew them in a way that there'd be 5 Republican Public Service Commission districts. But having said that, the question is, you know, if we're Republicans and we're running for the Public Service Commission, we still owe the people the right to represent all the people and to be good public service commissioners. This isn't just a 4-year sinecure where you get a 6-figure salary and you show up one day a week. We've got a lot of the people's business to do, and I intend to do it.
I really appreciate that, David. Thank you so much for making all those things clear, because sometimes I think people talk about them, but they don't understand the full information that they should have. So I appreciate you making that clear to the voters. I think it is a very important position, and I appreciate you running. So thank you very much.
Thanks for
thank
the call.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Let's get another call in before we take our bottom of the hour break. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, James Brown is your boss, obviously, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So I got two points to make, and then I'd love to have you give a specific answer if you could. And by specific, I mean yes, no, and data to support it rather than generalities, which are so often what people answer in when they get asked direct questions on this show. My first point to you, sir, is that you're running for Public Utilities Commission. I can only speak to the people of Missoula, and specifically people who are struggling to pay their bills every day, which is a lot of folks in the city of Missoula. I tend to vote Republican, as a lot of folks do on this show, who call into this show and listen to this show do. But I'm totally disinterested in Republicans these days. I feel like from the national level to the local level, they talk a great game when they're running, but then in actuality, they never actually do what they say or claim they're going to do once in office. James Brown is a perfect example of that, wherein he has never come out against an insurance rate increase that I'm aware of. And if you want to provide exact specifics to rate increases that were that have been suggested by providers that he has either rejected or attempted to even reject, I would appreciate it, because yeah, for Steve, those living in Missoula. Go ahead, sir.
Well, let me stop you right there, because I can tell you that every week our agency reviews insurance rates, and we actually have stopped insurance rate increases in the millions. It's something we do every single week. And so there are
Give me one example. Give me one example, an actual example.
Okay, what I'll have to do is I'll have to reach in, because we literally there's a list every week, Steve, and there's and there are millions of dollars in rate increases that we prevent because they're out of line. So what you need to do, though, is you need to understand the job of an insurance commissioner.
Name one that actually.
Thanks for the call. So we're up against a hard break, so we're going to come right back, and David can continue to talk about that if you'd like, but the other phone lines are open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday edition of TalkBack. We'll be right back. Emergencies don't...
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. This is Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Our guest here in the studio, David Sanders, candidate for Public Service Commission District 5. And Jeff has been waiting. You wanted to comment on the last caller, please.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to Steve kind of directly. So if Steve wants to get the details on the total number of rates that we review and the number of rates that we reduce for Montanans at the state auditor's office, James Brown has made a real focus of scrutinizing these rates very carefully. We have a rate staff that scrutinizes these every day, and we post them on our website at csi@mt.gov. And so he can find them there.
It's right there. All you have to do is look, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's get right back to the phone. Say good morning to Jeff. Jeff, good morning. You're on with David Sanders. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I have to kind of shake my head at all this because just yesterday, Commissioner Brown was on and he explained exactly what was going on. And folks just need to pay attention when he's on and ask him a question if they have it. You're the executive director. You take care of office stuff. So I was just, like I said, shaking my head. But you brought up two different things today that I'd like to address. And one is accountability, basically the functioning of the PSC. And it seems that James Brown was kind of an oddity in that it was dysfunctional before him and dysfunctional after him, but he brought functionality to the organization. So my first question would be, what are you going to do to emulate what he did, or maybe not have to emulate, but to bring adulthood to the members of the PSC? And then second of all, it's kind of a catch-22 that you mentioned, and rightfully so, that we are facing a shortage of power, potential shortage, particularly in severe weather times. Yet building new power plants does not lower power prices, but raises them, because then the utilities get to recover the cost of building those plants. So you're kind of in a catch-22 there. How would you presume or approach the problem? I mean, is the current ERCOT, the way that Texas does it, a feasible thing for Montana, or do you have something else in mind that would tend to bring prices down or at least keep them stable?
Thanks, Jeff.
Both very good questions, Jeff. With regard to your first question about leadership at the PSC and restoring the functionality, I think the big thing that the PSC needs to do is focus on its mission. It can't be focused on these petty personal grievances or political ambitions of the various commissioners. And I think that's a function of leadership. That's one of the things that James Brown brought to the Public Service Commission. I was with him side by side on a good part of that journey. And that's what I believe that I can do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be running. I think I can bring the kind of leadership to the commission and that kind of focus on mission, focus on function that the PSC needs, and a focus on accountability to the people of Montana. Right now, they're just focusing on accountability to each other, and that's not working out so well. So focusing on accountability to the people of the state and the future of our regulated industries, I think that's absolutely critical. And to focus on affordability for Montanans, which is absolutely crucial right now. So I think that's part of the answer to part one of your question. Part two, with regard to our power needs, there's really, at the present time, there isn't really a shortage of generation capacity in Montana. What there is a shortage of transmission availability. And so what we've got to do is focus on the grid. One of the things that I have said throughout this campaign that I want to focus on is modernizing Montana's electrical grid. That includes generation and transmission. I mean, one of the great resources we have in this state for baseload power is hydro generation. You know, we have mountains, we have rivers, we have glaciers that melt and and water runs off them and they turn turbines. But most of those turbines were built, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. And so what we need to do is modernize the hydro piece and be able to modernize our other baseload generating capacity. We have new intermittent capacity coming online all the time in the form of wind and some solar projects. But what we need is to modernize that baseload power that we need that'll be available for us when we have a cold snap, like we did in January of 2024 when temperatures are below 55 below.
Jeff, thanks for the call. We're going to come right back. We'll get Susan's call on here in just a moment. All the other phone lines are open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Our special guest in studio, David Sanders, running candidate for the Public Service Commission, District 5. You have a question? The number is 721-1290. We'll be right back after this.
Attention.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back, and we've had a great hour so far with David Sanders, candidate for Public Service Commission District 5. And pardon me, Susan has been waiting on the phone through the break. So, Susan, go ahead, please.
Hi. I have got to ask, first of all, you are doing a lot of campaigning in Missoula, and the predominant amount of space and voters in your district are Lake and Lewis and Clark, which is Helena and the area in Lake County. Are you spending as much time on local radio stations there and groups there? Because I'm hearing from people that they don't see you at the events in the areas where there are the most voters. There's just a tiny little section of Missoula that can vote for you. I know I'm not in that section. And you've also been down in Ravalli County, which has nobody that can vote for you.
When have I been in Ravalli County, Susan?
Yeah, I...
When was I in Ravalli County?
I don't know. I thought you were.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Okay, but the question then remains, are you spending as much time as you do in Missoula? And the question is, why? I mean, why spend so much time where there are so small numbers of votes in Missoula? It seems like since you're against an incumbent, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name, because I'm not going to be voting for anybody up there, but it's Bukasak, I think,
Bukasak. Yeah.
Whatever. Thank you. Bukacek. She's an incumbent, and it's always more difficult to run against an incumbent, but it seems like you should be spending more time in Helena and in the Flathead than you do in Missoula.
All right, let's let him answer that question. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Susan. If you had any idea about how much time I am spending in Helena and
how many sets of tires have you gone through? Right. Yeah, exactly.
In Great Falls. You know, last week I was in Great Falls. I had 3, 4, or 5 events in Helena. I try to get to Missoula because I don't want to neglect any voters in this campaign. I was in Browning, where you wouldn't think a Republican would have a lot of voters, but I think it's important to be everywhere. I will be in Shoto tomorrow night. I am everywhere throughout this district, but I come to Missoula partly to visit with Peter because he's got the biggest conservative talk show in Montana at this point, and he's a great host, and he gets the word out to people all up and down the western part of the state. So I'm very grateful to be here today. I do have an event later on at the Missoula Rotary Club. I'll be going back to Helena for an event tonight. And Susan, one of the crazy things that's happening in my race is that there are people from Billings and Bozeman and Hamilton and elsewhere who are offering to host fundraising events and rallies for me. And I have to explain that I don't live, that my district doesn't include that area.
Right.
Grateful to have the support because the PSC is responsible for these, you know, seven industry regulatory responsibilities that I described earlier. But we work for the whole state. And if I'm a public service commissioner from District 5, yes, I'll represent District 5. But we have to understand that the public service commission works for the whole state.
My wife and I just got a letter from Northwestern Energy saying that we were on budget. We're on budget billing, right? And so we average things out. Mm-hmm. They are raising our budget billing from $200 to $250 a month. And so I'm going, we're going, we haven't changed anything. We're just a husband and wife living in a small house. And so that kind of hit us hard. And I can imagine a lot of folks are getting that letter right now.
The Public Service Commission just agreed to a very large rate increase for Northwestern Energy just at the end of last year. In fact, there's some debate as to whether they voted to actually do that or not. But it went through this very large rate increase. My opponent was strongly supportive of the rate increase. In fact, I'll let you know, Peter, that she actually offered a motion to increase the amount of that rate increase by $16.3 million without any justification from staff or from anyone or support from any of the other commissioners. Thankfully, her motion failed for lack of a second.
Wow.
That 25% increase you and your wife are experiencing is a direct result of Public Service Commission action.
And so I wonder about people who are senior citizens who are retired, living on fixed incomes, that sort of thing. I don't know how that enters into the conversation about rate regulation. Do those folks have an advocate somewhere? They can say, you know, we have a special fund in state government, whatever, to help you pay your power bills. I don't think that's anywhere extant, is it?
Well, there is a fund that exists, but it is a very, very small amount, and it is
right.
not enough to cover the huge increases we've had over the last 3 years in people's electric utility rates in particular. I think if the question is, do consumers have an advocate at the Public Service Commission? Well, they don't in District 5, but they soon will.
Okay. and that's why you're running in District 5.
That's right.
All right. So, yeah. These organizations like the Public Service, a lot of the governmental organizations are mysteries to most Montanans. We're busy doing our job, raising our kids, that sort of thing. We don't do a deep dive into what they actually do. So if you don't mind, when we come back from the break here in just a minute or so, if you would just break down real quickly and basically for those of us who are simpletons, just exactly what the Public Service Commission does, what they regulate, and how they do it. Can we do that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And that's why you're running for the office. So, yeah, especially here in District 5, which includes, of course, Missoula. So the number is 721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. We're coming right back after this. Time out.
We all hear
tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FosTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back. Final segment here with David Sanders, candidate for Public Service Commission District 5. And before we get to our next caller, you wanted to respond to something that just occurred during the break, before the break.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You asked him about what the Public Service Commission does.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, so we provide, the Public Service Commission provides economic regulation over the electric power monopoly regulated utilities. So it doesn't provide economic regulation over the co-ops, for example, but the ones that are where we have captive, we call them IOU,
right?
Utilities. So by IOU, it stands for investor-owned utilities. And so like Northwestern Energy, Montana Dakota Utilities, they provide economic regulation over those entities and their natural gas supplies as well, and their natural gas distribution. We provide also safety regulation over the railroad industry and the natural gas pipeline and storage in state. And then there's also economic regulation and reliability regulation. That's what it mostly amounts to in terms of small water utilities, non-municipal water utilities, telecommunications, just landline telecommunications, and trash hauling, which is perhaps the least glamorous but the most fought over aspect of the Public Service Commission's activities.
Missoula, Montana is a perfect example of that. We have two excellent companies that battled over territories, and now we have two pretty good systems.
Yes, right. and that's due to competition.
All right, we have folks waiting on the line. Ed is standing by. Ed, good morning, sir. You're on Talk Back with David Sanders. Go ahead.
Yeah, just about the trash hauling there and our two companies. My brother-in-law out of state runs a little garbage company. When I told him that we had competition here, he kind of cringed, to tell you the truth, because it was a monopoly in Washington. Are there any other areas where you could be regulating two competing companies like we do with garbage in Missoula?
Well, Ed, for the most part, I would say that the Public Service Commission often plays the economic regulator role when the marketplace isn't there, when competition isn't there, to create a more, competitive environment. So, but the legislature has specific laws in place with regard to garbage hauling because of exactly what you said your brother described. If you're in a very rural area and there's only one company that could survive there, then that competition needs to be regulated so that's what the Public Service Commission does. It regulates these sort of natural monopolies as well, where there's only one garbage hauler. And the state has control, the legislature actually has control over garbage hauling regulation and sort of passes that authority along to the PSC.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for the call. So let's we have about 3.5 minutes left in our time together. So what we like to do for candidates, and you are a candidate for the Public Service Commission, we'd like to give you these last 3 or 4 minutes just to explain why you're running and why people should vote for you in this district.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Peter. The reason that I'm running is because I care deeply about the issues that the Public Service Commission works on. I worked on those issues as the executive director for a year. I think I'm very well qualified to become a public service commissioner. I know what good looks like there because I was part of that. And I know what bad looks like because I can see what's going on now. And so I'd like to be part of restoring good, responsible governance and leadership to the Public Service Commission in service to the people of this great state. I would also add that I think of all the candidates, I'm probably the best qualified to serve. I've run government agencies in the past, not just the PSC or the State Auditor's Office, but I've run other agencies in the federal government with great success and have received numerous awards for how we governed those agencies and how we restored that accountability and accessibility for the people in those agencies and made the agencies function better. So that's why I'm offering my services to the people of Montana to become their next public service commissioner from District 5.
All right. So if people would like to donate to you or to maybe put up a sign or whatever, how do they go about doing that?
They can go on www.sandersformontana.com and have a look at my website and get in contact with me. The other way they can do it, and a lot of people have been doing this, is I offer my personal cell phone number to people so that they can reach out directly to me. That's part of the accessibility piece and the accountability piece. And so that telephone number is 406-475-5101, and I look forward to receiving everyone's call.
Wow, and if you missed that, you can listen to the replay. You can catch it on our website, and you can catch these phone numbers. So, David, it's always a pleasure having you here in the studio. Thank you for sharing your time with us, and best of luck during the upcoming campaign.
Thank you so much, Peter.
All right, it's our pleasure. Okay,
thank you, Nick.
Mr. Nick, as we look forward to Thursday, so tell us what's coming up on Thursday's fabulous program, sir.
We'll have open phones for the first hour, and then from 9 to 10, we'll be speaking with Dr. Al Olszewski, who's running for Congress.
Dr. Al, I had a chance to get to know him when there was a Western Montana Veterans Cemetery ceremony. He spoke, and just a very eloquent guy, and just a truly great guy. So we're looking forward to talking with him tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you at 8 o'clock.